Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One of our good friends, pride of University School, pride of Northeast Ohio. You see him on BattleBots. You see him on the NFL Network. And, of course, you get to hear him right here on 92.3 The Fan, as he talks to us each and every week. And let's not forget his Rose Rotation podcast, all those good things surround Chris Rose on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Hello, Chris. How are you?
Gentlemen.
Sir.
How are we?
We are good. How's that sound? That's how we speak when you go to Cleveland Heights.
I like it. You know, just going to be a don't bother me tonight. Don't shoot me texts. I'll be delayed on the Cavs game.
Delayed?
Now we're talking.
So, Chris, I said this before we even started the show. Every week we talk to Chris. He's just so involved in the NFL, and I always want to hear about BattleBots and stuff. And at the end, you always say, hey, are we going to talk about the Cavs? And we always run out of time. So right out of the gate, Chris, are you going to be a little late watching the Cavs game tonight? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so our oldest son is here for a month. He lives in San Diego, but he's here doing some work. And he we all love the Cavs, but he loves the Cavs. So he won't get home till probably 6:30, which will be an hour plus into the game. So we will be delayed tonight because we're going to watch it all as a family. So
that's awesome.
There you go.
Man, it reminds me of the days of when the Roses would gather around the radio to listen to the Browns.
There you go. Actually, that's no joke. In the late 70s and early 80s, not every game would sell out, and not every game was on TV. So there were times where it would be on radio, although I always go to the home games anyway. So, yeah, kind of weird.
What struck you the most, Chris, about a season that looked like a nice start and has turned into much more than that?
We're talking about the Cavs, right?
Like, correct.
That's the still
only
there.
Season that's going on.
Yep.
Still there. I have been extremely impressed with the way that our bigs can move their feet. Today's game has just it's changed so significantly, right? I mean, Steph Curry has just changed it to the point where if you can't shoot and you can't defend the three, you're not going to win. Well, the Cavs, by all their metrics, are like top against in the league defensively. And the fact you're doing it with 3 7-footers on the floor where people thought that wasn't possible anymore is remarkable. It really is. It's unreal. I love watching them play defense. Evan Mobley, I have to be honest with you. When we got the third pick, I was like, oh, we were so close to getting Jalen Green. And that's the guy I wanted. And he might end up being great for Houston. But when Mobley fell to us, I was like, okay. You know, I mean, I've seen enough of him at USC. But I was like, I just don't know if it's a big man's game anymore. Unless you're Kevin Durant and they're like a freak. But he has just been sensational. And he's so good and so fun to watch. And Garland is Steve Nash-esque with his ability to keep his dribble alive. They're an easy top five watch in this league now, which we deserve after all the crap we've been through the last 3 years.
What do you think of just the structure of the organization right now? J.B. Bickerstaff got extended. Kobe just picked up another extension. I mean, Kobe could end up being here for 10 years. And if you think about all the general managers that they've gone through, since Dan Gilbert's taken over. It's kind of remarkable that here's a guy, at least with a contract, could be sitting here for 10 seasons and has the title of president. What do you think of the organization right now?
Well, I mean, listen, there's two critical moves, in my opinion, that were made in the last year now. I mean, it was almost a year to the day that they picked up Jared Allen from New Jersey, from Brooklyn, sorry. And that was enormous because of how little you gave up to get a guy who's a $100 million player and is, in my opinion, worth every penny. The Mobley thing is obviously enormous, right? Guy falls to get three, and you're going to end up having the best player out of this class for now, and I think for the foreseeable future. And the fact that Garland has turned into what he's turned into. The guy played a handful of games at Vanderbilt. You didn't know. And he's little, and the health still scares me. And I think that when you get to the playoffs, I have a fear for people that are our age that teams will try to do to him what they did to Mark Price back in the day. You know, defend a little guy with Michael Jordan, right? And, you know, so we'll have to counter that. But what they have done is really impressive. The question is, will they be able to kind of pull off that next move, right? Like, what is that play? Are we going to be able to get Eric Gordon? Is that the guy that will help this team really put a scare into the upper echelon of the Eastern Conference? Like, that's the thing I would like to see next.
Agreed. It's interesting that there are so many teams in the Eastern Conference that are in this thing right now, Chris.
And right.
You could easily jump into first place in the next two or three days and then quickly drop to eighth place in the Eastern
right.
Conference. So
yep.
They just have to keep playing consistent basketball, keep that defense going, and keep your fingers crossed that they stay healthy.
Yeah, and I would say one other thing. I'm a big fan of J.B. Bickerstaff. I think he's done a really, really good job in it. You know, he seems like he's got the perfect temperament for this team and the respect of the players. I mean, Jeff, listen, you're around them all as much as anybody. I would like to see his rotation expand a little bit. Like, this isn't the second round of the playoffs. And, I think that sometimes the bench gets a little short, and I don't quite understand it. Like, Windler's a guy who should be playing 15 minutes a night. You know, fairly consistent shooter, more athletic. Than first thought. I mean, he can guard out there, you know, and nights where Jetty doesn't have it, which has been kind of the last week or so, give him some burn. Let him get out there.
Yeah, it was interesting, Chris, the other day, Jetty played the first half, and I forget,
right.
I think it was Oklahoma City, and didn't play in the second half, and then Windler didn't play in the first half, and he played the second half. So he did exactly what you said, but I agree with you. Dylan is a guy they used a first-round draft choice on, and with consistent playing time, you might get a chance to see what you really get. But he's had some really nice contributions in the last couple of games.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, and he's a shooter. You know,
yep.
I mean, he's a guy when our two guards, whom I love their effort. You know, Stevens and Okoro. I love the fact that they both defend. But they're, you're not getting a lot of scoring, and you're not getting a ton of consistent shooting out of either, you know. So put somebody in that can pull the trigger there.
All right, Chris, let's switch gears to football. You had a chance to watch all the games over the weekend like everybody did, and especially we were talking about the ratings for the Cowboys game. Wow, through the roof. But, I mean, big success for the Super Wild Card weekend. But I want Chris Rose's perspective as a Browns fan watching this weekend. And you thought, what?
It's a good question. I mean, I'm not one of those guys that sits there and says, man, oh, man, we should be playing on Super Wild Card weekend. Like, no, you either win your games or you don't win your games. There's no reason we should. We're not. So how do we get it so that we're back there? And obviously, part of the big deal is what do you – I look at it this way. There's eight quarterbacks left. Where's our guy ranked right now out of those eight? I mean, you can say whatever you want about the rest of the team. It, it starts there. I mean, Josh Allen was a beast last week, right?
Yep.
Patrick Mahomes was ridiculous. Brady was good enough. You know, their defense really set the tone in that game. They didn't have to be great offensively. You know, I mean, where do you put him? He's down at the Tannehill-Garoppolo line, and, you know, he's not definitely better than either guy, but he's, you know, he's right there. So, like I said, I'll have a better feel for what we're doing offensively and if I really believe in what we're doing offensively if and when San Francisco and Tennessee advance. Because if that can happen, then there's a space for what we're doing. And if not, then I think that Kevin Stefanski's got to really give a solid look at his offense. You know, I don't know how people took the OBJ stuff on Monday out there, but it's been tough living in Los Angeles the last 36 hours listening to the jokes that have been thrown Cleveland's way. It's been hard.
Give us one.
I mean, I'm not a joke. I'm not like, hey, did you hear the one about OBJ? And no, it's not like that type of joke. You know? That's not what I'm talking about, buddy.
The guy clearly has skill that he did not get a chance to display here, Chris.
Right.
How's that?
Well, yeah, I mean, and, you know, you can make the argument, well, he didn't have Cooper Kupp, right? I'm with you. And he didn't have Matthew Stafford. Absolutely. I'm with you. But for people to be sitting the low-hanging fruit and just saying, you know, the whole, well, wasn't OBJ's fault, was it? Like, I'm like, guys, let's just calm down with that. People who had their heads about them never said OBJ couldn't play, said it didn't work in Cleveland. And it was several-fold. It was partially the quarterback. It was partially the coach. And it was partially OBJ. And if you said that, you weren't wrong. You know, you just weren't wrong. And, oh, by the way, OBJ and Matthew Stafford have helped the Rams get exactly where they were a year ago and exactly where the Browns were a year ago. On the road, round two, taking on the defending Super Bowl champs. You win this one, come back and talk to me. If you don't, then what? Then what? Then you just had another solid year, and are people going to pat you on the head because you lost to the champs? Okay, cool. That's what lane you want to live in. Go for it.
Chris, is our organization in the position to do what the Eagles did, the Titans did, the Buccaneers did, where they pulled the plug on a really highly drafted quarterback because they thought that it wasn't going to work out, you know, with Wentz, Mariota, Jameis Winston? Or do you think our team is in a position where they should stick with it and go? Or will stick with it and go?
Well, if you look at four of the eight teams playing this weekend are on their second quarterbacks, right? The only teams that aren't are Green Bay, Cincinnati, Kansas City, and who am I forgetting that's not on their second quarterback? The Bills. Right?
Yep.
All those teams used first-round picks and in some cases very high first-round picks to secure their quarterback. Other teams, Tampa had drafted Jameis Winston, number one overall. That didn't get it done. Tennessee drafted Marcus Mariota, number two overall. That didn't get it done. The Rams drafted Jared Goff, number one overall. That didn't get it done, so they made a trade. And the Niners, we know what happened with their quarterback situation. And they ended up making a trade for Garoppolo, who was the second rounder. So half the teams left tried to find their franchise quarterback and couldn't do it. And in some cases had guys that could play in this league and they moved off of them. Right? Like Jared Goff was a 2-time Pro Bowler, helped them get to a Super Bowl. Like we forget Jared Goff made some critical throws during that run to get them to the Super Bowl a few years ago. Jameis Winston did some really nice things in Tampa. He was a turnover monster, but he still put up some decent seasons.
Mariota wasn't terrible in Tennessee.
No, he won a road playoff game at Kansas City. So they all had varying degrees of success. They weren't all dumpster fires. They weren't easy guys to move off of. But I think the point is that you have to give a critical look at your guy. And I know there are people listening that are saying, Rose, you're nuts. Baker's the best quarterback that we've had since we've been back here. And I will 100% agree with you. The question is, can you get to where you want to with him as your quarter? It's the only question you have to answer, and it's the toughest one out there. Because there's days where I flip-flop just as a fan, and my job doesn't depend on it.
Chris, I want to throw – I'm going to get yelled at here. I want to throw a hypothetical at you. GM opening in Vegas. John Dorsey goes out there. Maybe. I'm going to just throw it out there. Dorsey turns around and says, all right, I'm going to switch quarterbacks. I want to bring in Baker Mayfield. What do you think? Could that path happen? And then maybe Carr ends up in Cleveland.
I mean, I suppose, but
it's hypothetical.
I don't know. I don't know if that happens. I've not heard John Dorsey's name mentioned out there. I was kind of underwater yesterday, but I don't think that happens.
All right. Well, no. All right.
Now, the other side of it is that Rich Bisaccia, the interim coach who did an amazing job with the Raiders, does not retain his job, and Derek Carr is so pissed off that he says, trade me. Now, that to me, that's the more likely scenario.
Ah, interesting. All right. Now we have another hook to that. Outstanding. Mm-hmm. Okay. So OBJ and Baker Mayfield walk into a bar. Goodbye, buddy.
You're so cute.
Thank you.
All right, guys. We'll talk to you at some point soon.
All right,
thanks,
Chris.
As always.
Thanks, Chris.
And by the way, go check out 8 with John Boy.
Yes.
Brand new studios right in Midtown Manhattan. Go check it out on my Twitter feed or Instagram story.
I saw you had a nice little dinner with the boss, huh? Bring your wife?
That was with Lucas Giolito.
Oh. Was that who that was? Sorry. I thought it was a John Boy thing. I thought I saw
it. Well, it was. He's part of the Rose rotation.
Okay. Now I get it. Okay. Thanks for getting me back up to speed. That's why I appreciate you, Chris Rose. Thank you.
We do what we can.
You're a good man.
See you, buddy.
Chris Rose.
All right, guys.
Thank you. Rose Rotation, nice enough to join us. Also NFL Network and BattleBots. And, of course, he was on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.